Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and today we are going to focus on the top returning quarterbacks for the American Athletic Conference. Now, as stated in previous episodes in this series, we are going to be looking at quarterbacks that have at least 125 dropbacks in 2023. Any quarterback that's not meeting this threshold is not going to be featured in the episodes or the articles that correlate to the episodes. Now, the AAC has 8 quarterbacks who meet that threshold, but I am only going to focus on 2. And that's not a slight to the other quarterbacks in the conference. I just do not feel as if they are going to be big enough difference makers to the landscape of this conference. Now, as always, I'm going to be using PFF passing grades and PFF metrics to evaluate each quarterback along with depth profiles, you know, whether it's short, medium, or deep passing. And then my own metrics that I have created, which are Mickey Mouse throw percentages, which is a combination of behind the line of scrimmage attempts and short attempts. And the average for that is 55.8%. And then big dog throw percentages, which is a combination of medium attempts and deep attempts. And the average for that is going to be 37.6%. And the reason we use these depth metrics added in, I know they're funny names and it seems kind of goofy, but what it does is it gives us a little bit of insight to how the coaching staff views these quarterbacks. You know, whether or not they trust them, you know, to push the ball down the field or open up the offense, or whether or not they're going to put them in a box and make them a game manager and throw easy, safe layup style throws. So that's big in understanding what we're looking at. So without further ado, I'm going to dive right in. And our first of our two quarterbacks that we're going to be looking at is going to be Seth Hennigan at Memphis. Now, a lot of people consider him to be the best quarterback in the AAC, and I understand why that is. I don't feel he is. I feel like the next quarterback is better, and that's one's opinion. So, but anyway, his kept clean PFF grade last year was 65th, and his kept clean QB rating was 58th. Now, remember, this is out of 162 qualifying quarterbacks. So that is slightly above average. And his pressure PFF grade and his pressure QB rating were actually much higher, was 8th in PFF grade and 17th in QB rating under pressure. Now, that is more of a volatile statistic, so we can't kind of weigh that as much as the stable, you know, kept clean pocket stats when going year to year. Now, when we look at his depth profile, he has a very interesting one. So his deep attempts percentage is 46th, and his deep PFF grade is 63rd, and his deep QB rating is 59th. Now, his medium attempts percentage is 119th, and his medium PFF grade 39th and 70th. And then when you get to his short attempts percentage, this is really where he thrives. And that is, he had a short PFF grade of 26th and a short QB rating of 26th. So the quick game style of football is really where he thrives. Now, one thing that stood out to me is Hennigan played extremely well against pretty much every single opponent that he faced. And the other side of that is, even though like he does not attempt a ton of you know, down the field throws, Memphis is not afraid of letting him throw the ball. Like, he had 5 games where he attempted 40 or more passes. Now, I mean that's a lot. That's confidence, you know. And his counting stats are very good. You know, 3,883 passing yards last year with 32 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, averaging 36 attempts per game. Like, that's pretty solid. The flip side is the goals for this Memphis team are through the roof, and they're everywhere. Like, people expecting them, you know, to go 12-1 or even beat Florida State in Florida State, you know, like, and that's great. Everybody should have goals. I do not see them going into Florida State and winning that game. I just I don't see that happening. If they do, they're going to be on the short list to make the playoffs if they run the table in the AAC. Now, for them to achieve these lofty goals, Hennigan is going to have to take a step forward in his medium and deep passing efficiency. And there's nothing saying that he can't do that. But if he can make that improvement, Memphis has the outside shot at gate crashing the college football playoff. If they go 12-1 or 11-1 and then win the AAC championship at 12-1, they'll probably get in. You know, there'll be, you know, barbarians at the Bates or at the gates, excuse me, you know, pounding on the doors to be like, they deserve to be in, let the little guy in. And they will get in more than likely at 12-1 if their only loss is Florida State. Now, I don't see that happening, but it is a possibility. Now, the last quarterback and the second quarterback that we're going to dive into is Byrum Brown out of South Florida. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you his profile off, and then we're going to kind of dive into some things that, you know, you probably didn't know if you didn't follow South Florida, which, you know, the vast majority of the country did not. So his kept clean PFF grade is 76th, and his kept clean QB rating is 66th. So pretty average, you know, out of 162 qualifying quarterbacks, that's not anything to write home about, right? His pressure PFF grade, 132nd, and his pressure QB rating is 52nd. All right, and then we get to his depth profile. His deep attempts, 20th overall. And his deep PFF grade, 120th. And his deep QB rating, 65th. So not good, to say the least. Now, his medium attempts percentage, 147th. And then his medium PFF grade and QB rating, 106th and 98th. Now, his short attempts percentage is probably where, as a passer, he is, you know, the most efficient. He's 13th in PFF grade and 49th in QB rating. So after reading all that off, and if you read the article, you're probably thinking, like, why in the hell are we even analyzing this average quarterback? Well, the reason is there's several reasons. First off, Byrum Brown is a premier dual-threat quarterback. And I know that term gets thrown around a lot, so I'm going to give you a little context to that. There were two quarterbacks in college football last year to record 3,000 passing yards and 800 rushing yards. Can you tell me who they were? I'll wait a minute. They were Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels and Byrum Brown. And what's even more, like, eye-opening is Brown did this as a freshman, you know, a freshman. And the thing that stands out is the coaching staff trusted him as a freshman to throw the ball at the 20th highest rate down the field on deep attempts. Now, don't get me wrong. He didn't do it well. You know, he didn't do it well. But they trusted him to do that. Now, head coach Alex Golesh was the former offensive coordinator at Tennessee. And he brought that entire crazy scheme to South Florida. And it flourished last year. Now, South Florida's returning production profile is pretty unbalanced, okay? They bring back the 8th most returning production on offense from the 55th best unit in S&P Plus. Now, the defensive side of the ball, that's for another day. You know, we're not going to dive into that because that has nothing to do with Byrum Brown. But if he improves even incrementally in these medium depths and the down the field depth, I mean, South Florida is going to be a team to be reckoned with, you know, and they're going to be a team that, you know, you're going to have to go through. And so the biggest thing is they're going to get Memphis at home this year. Now, that's down the line, and we don't know how that's going to shake out. But this team shocked a lot of people last year, and they're kind of doing the same this year. Because if I told you to guess what their win total is and you didn't look, I guarantee you, you wouldn't come up with 7.5. But that's what it is. And that's, you know, tied for fourth in the conference, which I think it probably should be higher, you know. But I think they are – Byron Brown is an outlier QB that nobody is talking about because nobody watched him for the most part, unless you're a diehard South Florida fan, which I think there's like 10 of. But yeah, so – that is going to be the only two QBs we're featuring for the AAC. And it's nothing against the other quarterbacks and the other teams. I just think these are the only two quarterbacks who can really elevate their team with their play. And so we have, I believe, maybe two episodes left in this series as we will touch on the Sun Belt a combination of a couple other conferences because they do not have a lot of returning quality QBs. but as always, there is a correlating article to this episode on my website, themittnermethod.com, if you want to dive into that so you have a visual reference point. I appreciate you for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. Take care.